Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, we've been talking about Troy McElhaney's article on AtlantaFalcons.com about some coaching candidates you should be looking at, keeping your eye on when it comes to the Falcons filling their defensive coordinator vacancy, and a couple guys that we had ran through the show and yesterday as well. Steve Wilks is out there, who I guess you could most notably say was a 49ers defensive coordinator, and he's also Arizona Cardinals head coach for a season. Prior to that, was a defensive coordinator for the Carolina Panthers that helped to lead them to that Super Bowl run they had in 2015, I believe it was. And then we also talked about Robert Saleh, the Jets head, former Jets head coach, who's out there as well, who also was tied to the 49ers and led their defense to – they had a really good run while he was there for, I believe it was, three seasons, so –
is there anybody, y'all, and I think Tori does a really good job, and this is the reason I'm asking this question. Anybody surprised y'all weren't on Tori's list? Like, I started thinking, and you narrow it down to five candidates. And this all stems from the Mike McCarthy deal, which we'll get to coming up in a little bit. And like, I saw an article yesterday that was like, here's 13 candidates for the Dallas Cowboys head coach. And I was like, 13? But then I started thinking about it, and I was like, looking at Tori's list, and I think it is good. And I think all those guys are probably candidates for the job. But there was like a couple of names that I was like kind of shocked that she didn't put this person on the list. One of them being, and I hate to say this, brought it up on Twitter yesterday, Dennis Allen. Like, I'd feel like with the connection between Terry Fontenot, Dennis Allen, and all the havoc that guy has created for the Atlanta Falcons over the last whatever decade, you would think that his name would be one that would be floated around every now and then, unless there's already some kind of, you know, random landing spot he's going to get with Denver or something.
I got to touch on something real quick. I know you guys hate it when I do this, so bear with me. But I don't care what Terry Fontenot thinks about the defensive coordinator. I don't want Terry Fontenot hiring the defensive coordinator. I want Raheem Morris hiring the defensive coordinator. I want the head coach to be in. Like, the collaborative stuff is great, but not when it comes to coaching staff. Now, could Terry Fontenot veto, like, if there's something he knows about the guy, like there's this underlying thing, well, you know, this guy's been a problem, I've been around him before, and, you know, this is how he treats players or whatever, that's great. But this is Raheem Morris' decision. Just like for all the people whining and crying about the fact that the GM went and did a press conference on Thursday, and then 2 days later the defensive coordinator was fired. What the hell are you going to ask a GM about the defensive coordinator being fired? That's the head coach's decision. So I know that we do this in this collaborative era, but I don't really care necessarily what Terry Fontenot wants. Now, he can say, hey, this guy's good, take a look at him. That's great. I think he should have, you know, hey, who would you be looking at? I'd look at this guy. Maybe just interview him and see what he's got. That's great. But this is Raheem Morris's job. His ass is on the line as the head coach too, you know. And so stop crying about Terry Fontenot doing a press conference before the DC is fired. Wasn't his decision. It was Raheem Morris's. And I think it should be Raheem Morris's decision. I'm not attacking you, Mike, about, you know, saying that Terry Fontenot's wrong. I think Dennis Allen's a hell of a DC. In fact, Dennis Allen got his first head coaching job because of how good a DC he was. And their defenses shut down not only us at times, but Tampa Bay.
I'm kind of shocked that you're going this route as not about the whole Dennis Allen thing. Let's put that on the back burner. But let's talk about the defensive coordinator being fired after Terry Fontenot's press conference. You're a little bit of a conspiracy theorist. I can't believe you would just drink the Kool-Aid straight up and be like, no, he just, you know what? It just happened to be 24 hours after Terry's presser that they just, you know what? They decided at that point, after 6 days, was the time.
No, I think Raheem Morris knew it was going to happen after the game. When he said what he said to Arch in the post-game interview,
right.
Yeah. When he called out the defense, I knew it was going to happen. But see, Raheem Morris, here's the thing. Where was Jimmy Lake?
So why did Raheem wait?
I don't know. Cause,
why did Raheem
I don't
do
know.
It before his own
I,
press conference?
I, see, that's... And that's my point. Why are we just like? Why are we blasting the GM about what? It's not his decision. Raheem was in Miami with the Orange Bowl. He was down there for Penn State. In fact, if you watch James Franklin coming off the field and going in the locker room, Raheem Morris is like four people behind him. So maybe Raheem had some things he wanted to go do. Maybe he was going and watching something. Maybe Jimmy Lake had something he had to take. I don't know why they did it when they did it, but I don't really – I'm not trying to –
But you don't think it was to escape the burden of having to answer questions during their own pressers? I'm not buying that, dude.
I don't know why – what people think they're going to get out of the GM answering questions about why the head coach fired the DC.
What were they going to get out of any of the GM asking questions? There was nothing to get out of any of that.
That's the other thing. That is my deal with this whole situation is when people grandstand who never go to press conferences, who never ask questions, who never attend games as a member of the media, yet they complain about what other people do and ask. And you're also never going to get anything from most of these people.
No.
The last head coach we had here that actually told us something, we didn't like him because we said he was condescending to the to the people. Arthur Smith would tell you everything you wanted to know. You just had to listen.
And that goes back to my point is like it only matters that you're only going to like what these guys say when you're winning games. Like you're never going to like what the answers are when you're not winning. It's just not possible.
I think my thing is I didn't care if they fired him before Terry spoke or not. I don't want to hear from Terry about the DC. I want to hear from Raheem.
So you're telling me you think that Terry, like this is 100% Raheem Morris's hire? Because I get what you're saying. You're saying Raheem Morris's job is on the line.
It should be his hire.
I would come back at you and tell you that when Raheem Morris goes and gets fired, Terry is too.
Yes, but that's not all Raheem Morris's fault. Terry Fontenot's got 3 years before. Now, granted, I give Terry a pass on the first 2 years because you were dealing with a lot, but here's my thing about here. When you want to blame everybody, Terry had 2 years to clean stuff up, and he knew that. Arthur Blank knew that. It was an agreement. But then you got a clean slate in years 3 and 4, and you have produced 15 wins and 19 losses in those 2 years since you had a clean slate. And Terry Fontenot was part of the decision to ride with Des Bryant. I'm not ripping Terry. I'm just telling this is the reality. But I think this is Raheem's hire. Raheem needs to find someone that wants to run what he. Because here's the deal. You think Terry Fontenot had a say on Jimmy Lake? I think he might have been like, well, he's only called plays once in his career. That was at University of Washington. That was when he was a DC there. Is this what we want to run with? Do you want a more veteran guy or something? Or why was Steve Wilks around? Why didn't you just hire Steve Wilks to begin with? Why was he around? I think Steve Wilks might be the guy that comes in anyways. But
that would be my guess as well.
I just think that at this point, let the head coach hire who he wants.
I agree with that aspect. I just don't think that it's just Terry's just going to be hands-off in this whole process.
No, I think he should. I think if he has some guys that he think would fit and be good for the team, that's one thing. You can give suggestions. You can give me suggestions right now, Michael, what I'm going to eat for dinner. But I'm going to eat whatever the hell I want when it comes down to it.
Yeah, that's just not.
But I think Raheem should. I think Raheem should have the control. He should have the control over who he hires.
That's apples and oranges. I can't taste your dinner. If I'm Terry Fontenot, I'm going down when you get fired. I'm not a stakeholder.
But let me guess what? Terry Fontenot's got 3 years.
If Terry Fontenot gets fired next year, it's going to be because of the Kirk Cousins contract and the Kyle Pitts draft pick.
And
that's exactly why. So,
and that's not all Raheem.
It's not. And that's but that's my point. Raheem had something to do with it.
Guess
what? If I'm Terry Fontenot, I've got something to say about this defensive coordinator.
Look, guess the other thing. Raheem's tied to it too. Raheem is tied to 3 years of Terry Fontenot picks without any input from him.
I agree.
So, and this is probably, let's be real, you only get most guys only get two chances to be head coaches in the NFL at the most. You think Raheem is going to get another one after this? Hire who you want.
I mean, I agree. Look,
because Terry Fontenot might
also
get another GM job.
Run the defense you want. And that's the other thing we've got to be talking about when we hire a defensive coordinator. Like, and I just brought up Dennis Allen, and I said there's a couple of names that I was shocked that were not on Torrey's list. Here's one. How about Ryan Nielsen? Like, that seems like a guy that was developing players at a pretty high level by the time he left.
And he left on his own accord.
Exactly.
So I don't know. He might be a guy that you interview.
But it goes back to my point is like, I don't think this is a one. I mean, if you want to tell me it's an 80-20 Raheem decision, I'd buy that. It's not, to me, it's not going to be 100%. I don't know why Terry wouldn't have at least a 20 to 25 to 30% input into what we're doing here. I don't know why. Like, what's.
Look, I don't.
If I'm Terry Fontenot, I'm putting my stamp on whatever is happening right now because I know that the next move to be made is going to be me out the door.
And also on the public front, hasn't this team always kind of presented themselves as being a united front?
Oh, yeah, it's a collaboration.
I'm not saying that's necessarily what goes on behind closed doors, but if that is in fact true, then I'd have to agree with what Mike is saying.
Well, I get what you're saying.
I don't disagree with you guys. You should hire who you want, but that's not the reality of maybe how this organization
if we're talking about players and stuff, I mean, does Raheem Morris go tell Terry Fontenot which scouts to hire? Why wouldn't he? He should have some say.
Maybe he has some input.
Maybe he has input.
I just think let the head coach hire who he wants to coach with, who he wants to deal with. He's the one that's in the trenches with those guys. Let him do it.
I understand what you're saying, but the problem I'm presenting to you is that that's what got them in this situation to begin with.
Okay.
When Raheem gets the job, he says, "Hey, Raheem, go hire your defensive coordinator, man."
But how do you know he didn't have a say in it to begin with? If you think he had a say now, why didn't he have a say to begin with?
He should have. That's my point. He should have had it all along, and he should have it in this one too.
You know,
whether or not you believe in Terry Fontenot moving, I'm talking about you. I'm talking about fans. Whether or not you believe in Terry Fontenot moving forward and his decision making, his job's on the line. I'm sorry. I'm putting something in this, and it's not just about the defense and the scheme you're running.
Let me ask you a question.
Hang on. Let me finish. It's not just about the defense and the scheme you're running. The end of the game decisions is another thing that Raheem Morris is being held with his feet to the fire against. I need somebody else in there that maybe can be in his ear in those situations too.
He has someone in his ear. There is literally a guy on the staff. Now, why don't you fire him too then?
What's his name?
I don't know. Raheem said we have a guy on. He was asked. And don't do some bell in the interview. He goes, "We already have a guy on the staff that does it. I'll pull his name up." Here's the deal. Do you think Terry Fontenot was telling Arthur Smith who to hire? Because I don't. I don't think for a freaking second that Terry Fontenot had control over who Arthur Smith was hiring.
I think the next question I'll ask you is, you don't think, again, this goes back to the Dennis Allen conversation, you don't think that Terry Fontenot had things to say about Ryan Nielsen before
I think he said, "Hey, here's a guy," but I think he had to mesh with Arthur Smith. I think it was all Arthur Smith's decision. Again, I didn't say you couldn't make a suggestion. I'm just saying the decision is all Raheem's, or it should be in my eyes.